The Wallabies have done it again. 27 points to 8, a victory over Argentina Saturday night up in Townsville. So, as Christy Doran alluded to when we last spoke, they're on a bit of a run here. 3 wins in a row for the first time since 2017. Christy's on the line. Good morning, mate. 3 out of 3 is not bad, but Dave Rennie wants more.
Yeah, this is a classic play from a coach here, wasn't it? Just to go, we know that we're going all right, but we need to put them back in their place a little bit and just go, hang on a moment, you're not as good as you think you are. And as you said on Saturday night at about 10:45 on a Zoom press conference, look, we're it allows us to be grumpy, doesn't it? And only 2 days earlier, in fact, he had said after he revealed his team on Thursday that, look, it's when you're losing, it's about trying to lift the spirits and so forth, and when you're winning, it's about trying to smash them back a bit. And that's exactly what he's done, because they might not have been as polished as they were a week earlier against the Springboks, but they were pretty comfortable for the majority of the game, and when you run out 19-point winners, well, that says a little bit when it's against Argentina.
And was it mostly around execution and possession that he's looking at for the team to be better, those key areas?
Well, I think if you watch the game closely, probably in the first half, they probably bombed 2 tries, and then equally in the second half, another 2 tries. James O'Connor made 2 breaks or ends up in space twice, and the first time opts to not, he probably had a 3-on-1 overlap to the left and went himself, and then a few minutes later, I think 75th minute, he had Tate McDermott, who's one of the quickest over 40 metres in the game, had him on his left and once again missed him. And Dave actually said maybe it was perhaps because of the clash of jerseys, which was probably apparent. It didn't look particularly great on TV, and I'm sure at the stadium too. But there was a few opportunities that went begging, and perhaps it was also because of just a little bit of not enough patience being shown. They were brilliant a week earlier, and they went slightly backwards, but that they were they looked comfortable the whole time, and that's a really pleasing aspect when you're a side that's still pretty early in its development.
In your article for foxsports.com.au, you point to something interesting that Michael Hooper said, and you say perhaps inadvertently asked what has changed to the lead to the shift in outcomes. He inadvertently, you think, pointed to the clarity provided by the coaching team, which, as you well point out, is an interesting comment, particularly given his close relationship with Michael Checker. So what did you take out of that?
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily created a public storm. These two were very, very close, Checker and Hooper. And Michael Checker still has a lot of those Wallabies that might have finished up in recent years. Quade Cooper wouldn't be one of those, but that still highly respect Michael Checker. But what we saw in 2019 was a real stubbornness around style, around selection. And I think that what this new coaching setup has provided is clarity. Speaking to Rod Kafer a year ago, he was very impressed, more than a year ago, very impressed by his coaching structure. He thought it was the best since Eddie Jones's of the early 2000s, when he had Glenn Ella alongside him, as well as Ewan McKenzie, thought it was a period in the 99 World Cup's coaching structure, albeit a good run too. We're now starting to see some of that come to fruition, and we might not have last year because of the real development stage of what that squad was looking like, particularly the youth right throughout the back line, brand new second row combination. You could see the endeavour last year, but you're now starting to see some of that come to fruition on the park. And that's exciting, because Scott Weismantle is a very good, respected coach. He's been around the traps for 20 years and has been Eddie Jones's right hand for a long time. Matt Taylor, well-respected. Quade Cooper's got a big fan, really likes him as a coach. I know that a lot of the Queensland players have 8, 9, 10 years ago, think he's one of the best going around. He was up in Scotland, and whilst the record might not have suggested that it was all that flattering, the defensive record under him there, that was really coming down to Gregor Townsend, the Scottish coach, wanting to really just attack, 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 and not prioritising defence. And then you've got a guy like Dan McKellar and Patrice Duplessis, who are very well respected in their own right. So it's coming together and it's pleasing. And I think that it's, you know, another game against Argentina and a game against Japan, opportunity to go 4-5 on the bounce now.
Yeah, and that's it's a key point, and you pointed this out when we were speaking last week. You know, the building blocks have been going in. That's one thing. Then the victories start to come, which is great. That's another thing. And now we've got back-to-back over South Africa. Possibly you could go back-to-back against Argentina and then knock on another one against Japan, and suddenly things start to look very different. Good on you, Christy. Great to chat this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Matt. Cheers.
So the Wallabies 27-8. You can catch all of Christy's work on Fox Sports, foxsports.com.au as well. And of course, before that match, just hours earlier, the All Blacks defeated the Springboks 19-17. So, yeah, a real thriller, that one. But wouldn't that be something if the Wallabies can continue on their winning ways? Certainly things are starting to change in the Wallabies' structure and how they're playing, and the performances and the outcomes that they're getting. But it's been a long, long time since 2017 that we've won three in a row. And Michael Hooper in particular just looks like a man with so much relief. I watched a bit of that press conference there. He's got, you know, a very stern, hard-faced Dave Rennie next to him. And Michael Hooper's been playing, as Christy points out in his article, you know, the sole hand quite often in a losing side. And here he's getting some just rewards. On the text line, 0457 736 736. I've got plenty here, so I'll get to them after the 11:30 news. But Greg just opens the batting with this. What a great day in the NRL. No Melbourne Storm in the grand final. You beauty, says Greg from Campbelltown. Thank you for that. I'll get to your texts after this. Here's the news.